M.L. Stedman's best-selling book, The Light Between Oceans, tells the story of a couple that raises a child who doesn't belong to them. Now, it's a film starring Michael Fassbender, written and directed by Derek Cianfrance. Here and Now's Emiko Tamagawa spoke with both men and discovered that turning a much-loved book into a film together takes a certain chemistry.
Writer-director Derek Cianfrance's previous films include the critically acclaimed Blue Valentine and The Place Beyond the Pines. When he was looking for a new project, DreamWorks studio executives gave him a copy of M.L. Stedman's The Light Between Oceans. He read it and was blown away.
By the end of the book, I was on the C train in New York City and I was in tears. And it's so embarrassing to cry in public. But I thought to myself, if anyone had been reading what I was reading, they too would be in tears. And I went after the adaptation and that, you know, I told them that I was born to make it.
Cianfrance had one actor in mind for the central character Tom Sherborne, Michael Fassbender. The German-Irish actor best known for playing Magneto in the X-Men films, or his Oscar-nominated turn as Apple founder Steve Jobs.
We're leaving the old Apple I.O. behind. Stereo surround sound built into every product, a great keyboard, and the coolest mouse you've ever seen.
Cianfrance was a little uncertain at first about the casting.
I feel like Michael, that I've seen in movies, has always been like a mental giant. I feel like he's an incredibly powerful brain on the screen. And what I hadn't seen from him in a movie was the exploration of his heart. I'm looking for this transmutation when I make a film. The transmutation between the actor and the character. They have to become one.
But after meeting Michael Fassbender, he was convinced that he had made the right choice. The Light Between Oceans is set just after World War I. Tom Sherborne, a veteran of that war, takes a job as a lighthouse keeper on a remote island called Janus. Michael Fassbender says it's a job that Tom is made for.
He had sort of made a pact that if he would get out of the war, he would make sure that he wouldn't harm another person for the rest of his life. And so that was one of the deciding factors to pick a job which had him in total isolation as a lighthouse keeper on the island of Janus, that he couldn't bring any more harm to anybody because he would be in total isolation.
Tom's plans for total isolation are turned upside down when he meets Isabel, played in the film by Alicia Vikander. She's an impulsive young woman, fascinated by Tom and by the island.
Take me out to Janus with you.
What?
I want to see it. I want to see where you hide yourself away.
I'm afraid that would be against Commonwealth rules. The only woman allowed on Janus is the keeper's wife.
Then marry me.
Tom and Isabel do marry and build a life together on Janus. But despite its remote beauty, the couple can't avoid heartache. Isabel's desire to have children leads them to take a step that has devastating consequences. Director Derek Cianfrance says the island was so central to his storytelling that he found a remote peninsula in New Zealand to stand in for Janus. He had his actors live there while filming.
I wanted to make a primal piece, a piece about human nature set against Mother Nature, and I felt like living on this peninsula, isolated from cell phones and computers and the news and the rest of the world, I felt like we could go to this very primal human place.
The peninsula had its own lighthouse, and Fassbender took on keeper duties.
All Michael did for the first 3 days was polish the lens every morning, fix hinges on doors, and he would make his bed, and he would make sure the light was clean. And 3 days in, I remember he asked my costume designer, he said, when are we going to start shooting the movie? She said that we are. We've been shooting it this whole time.
Living on location gave Michael Fassbender a taste of what lighthouse keepers went through.
We were all living in caravans on site. So at nighttime, a couple of times I thought the caravan was actually going to topple over. The winds were so extreme. And actually getting up the steps to the lighthouse was near impossible without a railing when those storms kicked up. And it made me realize how wind can really sort of send people mad.
And for Derek Cianfrance, while filming on the peninsula, he saw what he had hoped for. The transmutation of Michael Fassbender.
I went up to him and I asked him just to pray for himself. And it was, you know, he kneeled down and he started to pray. And he started to cry, Michael did. You know, he broke. And I remember that was that moment when Tom and Michael became one to me.
And Fassbender brought that vulnerability to the rest of his performance as Tom Sherborne.
For many years, everything I touched would fade away. And you are so full of life. That scares me.
Talking to Fassbender and his director about the process of making The Light Between Oceans, I asked Fassbender if he ever thinks about moving behind the camera to direct a film of his own.
Yeah, more and more. I would like to try it, for sure.
If he does, Fassbender already has his first fan, Derek C. in France.
He's got incredible instincts on character and incredible instincts on story, and he's the smartest guy in the room, in any room he walks into. So if Michael wanted to make a movie, I'd be first in line to buy a ticket to that.
In the meantime, there's The Light Between Oceans. It opens in theaters tomorrow. For Here and Now, I'm Emiko Tamagawa.